KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A Homeland Security report uncovered what it called a stunning lack of planning by the Secret Service leading up to the July assassination attempt on former President Trump. More from ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
The review also details ongoing flaws that could lead to tragic results today. The panel said it found corrosive cultural attitudes regarding resources and a troubling lack of critical thinking before, during, and after the assassination attempt.
Former President Trump has no campaign events today, but he will attend the Al Smith dinner in New York. Vice President Kamala Harris skipping that dinner, but she is campaigning in Wisconsin. The Los Angeles Archdiocese will pay $880 million to settle decades of child sex abuse allegations. It's the largest payment from any archdiocese. In Simpson County, Mississippi, south of Jackson, three people were killed, four seriously hurt when a bridge collapsed as it was being prepared for demolition. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today for campaign stops in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. It's her sixth trip to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee. Republican Donald Trump was last in Wisconsin on October 6. He has no events scheduled in Wisconsin for now. People in Wisconsin are getting text messages with misinformation about how to vote. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says campaigns like these are frustrating.
If you're seeing questionable information, go to the official source, which is your local clerk, your county clerk, your state's election official, or you can go to myvote.wi.gov.
Messages aimed at college students warn of huge fines for voting irregularities, but advocates say the intent is to scare young people into not voting at all. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A sad update to a story we've been following. Authorities say a man who's been missing for nearly 4 weeks has been found dead. Back on September 21st, the Dane County Sheriff's Office put out a silver alert for 65-year-old Timothy Campbell. He was last seen leaving his group home in the town of Roxbury. As we told you yesterday, deputies recovered remains of a man in that same area near Loper Road. They haven't yet released a cause of death. And crews are trying to wrap up construction season. We've got some more downtown road closures as they finish some projects. Tomorrow, East Doty Street will have lane closures as the street gets its final layer of asphalt. They'll have one lane open at all times, so you will be able to go eastbound, but South Pinckney Street will stay closed. They expect that to be finished by 5 p.m. tomorrow. Meanwhile, East Wilson Street will be under construction tomorrow as crews do utility work. Then it'll be paved on Saturday morning. It's expected to be back to normal by Saturday afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers getting ready for the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans Sunday at noon. Houston with a record of 5-1. I asked Jordan Love about the Texans defense, ranked third in the NFL.
Definitely a very good defense. I think all around, you know, they got very good players everywhere. So I think it all starts up front. They got a really good D-line, some good edge rushers, coverages, everything. I mean, in the back end is very good. Their DBs are good. Linebackers are good. So I think they're a solid team all around.
College football, the Badgers on the road Saturday at Northwestern to play the Wildcats. Kickoff in Evanston at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks holding practice before flying to Dallas, where they'll play the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. The Bucks' Bobby Portis on how the team has responded during practice.
It's been fun, man, especially this preseason. We've been practicing a lot more than we probably ever have, and we've been getting better as well, so I like our chances this year, man.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 39.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with the help of Eric Hulse of Colonel Popcorn in the Wisconsin Dells. And mafia expert Robert Dennis joins the show to talk mob movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
That's not what you just showed.
Well, he was asked
about that specific. No, that's not what you just showed in all fairness and respect to you.
That was the question that we asked him.
You didn't show that, and here's the bottom line. He has repeated it many times, and you and I both know that. And you and I both know that he has talked about turning the American military on the American people. He has talked about going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy. And in a democracy, the President of the United States, in the United States of America, should be willing to be able to handle criticism without saying he'd lock people up for doing it. And this is what is at stake, which is why you have someone like the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying what Mark Milley has said about Donald Trump being a threat to the United States of America.
Oh my God.
She was great.
She was fantastic. We are not going to play any more clips. Jody and I will just demonstrate what the interview was like. You be Kamala Harris trying to say anything. I will be in the role of Brett Baer.
Well, I mean,
how come so many people like Donald Trump?
But Brett,
here's a clip of him.
But
okay,
that's pretty much all you need to know.
Let me finish.
That's why I'm wearing my "I am speaking"
yes
t-shirt. I mean, okay, now you, Donald. Let's go with Rachel Maddow or Lawrence O'Donnell.
Yep.
Let's go.
Yep.
You man enough?
Nope.
I mean, she was fantastic, given you knew this exactly. First of all, this is what Trump always does, is work the refs. Brett Baer's too soft. Fox News is bleh. So it's they're performing for an audience of one, right? It's to look tough and look like a bag of to your audience and to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Just be as nasty as you can. Interrupt as much as you can any Democrat that comes on. I mean, she was fantastic, but it's exactly what you thought. Like, everybody called him out, too, for playing this clip. It's a clip of Trump responding and not the actual comments that he said about the enemy with it. Pardon me?
We have them somewhere. Which one?
No, that's right. I'd rather just do our skit.
Yeah, the skit is fun.
Because I just do the Bruce Almighty side.
I love Lance.
This is why I don't go on Fox News. I can't. Yeah. But that's why I also should not be president, because I can't.
He got defensive about all of that after being.
Oh, he definitely
He got really defensive.
Yeah,
well, she showed up 20 minutes late, and they only gave us 20 minutes instead of a half an hour that they wanted us to.
I'm sorry, but it was a live edit, so there was no editing needed.
Right.
It was a live cut. Right. So
we were rushing to get it on the air because she was so late.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's what he said.
She's vice president.
Oh, police.
She's vice president,
she
bitch.
She has work
she's
to
got
do.
To do. Yeah, he went on with Sean Hannity to whine. Kamala Harris is looking for an anti-Trump pushback on Fox viral moment and conceded that she may have gotten it from him. Yes, because your bag of D's to her interrupted her constantly.
But she was so late.
She was doing all, he was doing basically just all Trump talking points.
Yeah.
Right. In fact, who was it? Oh, Brian Stelter at CNN said that. He said, I think Trump refused to debate Kamala Harris again, so Harris did the next best thing. She booked a debate on Fox News, and that's what this was tonight.
Yeah.
She essentially walked into a Trump campaign field office because anchor Brett Baer, he is incredibly sympathetic to Trump because that's what his fans want. That's what his viewers want. His viewers want him to represent the Trump point of view, so it's almost as if you had a Trump surrogate interviewing Kamala Harris. Thank you. I think at the end of the day, this was all about one word, the word tough. It showed that Harris was tough. She went into the so-called Fox Den, and that's how Harris's campaign is promoting it. Well, we already knew she's tough. She was a prosecutor. She was Attorney General of California. We saw her with Bill Barr and with, what's his name?
And she did shut him down.
Who's Rapey McPurgery?
Kavanaugh.
Right. Thank you. I only think by the name I gave him.
Uh-huh.
Well, and she did shut...
Drinking McBarcelot. That guy.
That's it.
There
that's,
you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
He likes beer.
Yeah.
He does like beer.
Don't you like beer?
No, I actually do not.
I do.
I like beer.
Beer's fine. I still have those same two bottles
I know.
Of beer.
Okay, they're bad now.
You know what?
Toss them at this point.
As a drinker, Jody and I are deeply in you.
No, seriously, just use it for cooking at this
I've given him a bottle of wine. He's like, oh, I still have that. I'm like, I gave it to you like 3 years ago.
I did right. drink that wine that we had, though.
That was yummy.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but it tells you everything you need to know. That ridiculous fake town hall he did with, what's
Harris
her name?
Faulkner.
Harris Faulkner. It was all Trump. It was all maggots.
Yeah, they said it was all undecided voters.
Did you
not.
See the montage of all the questions? Yeah. We're just like, we're all like maggot talking points. Yeah. That wasn't a town hall.
Although when he went into the Univision town hall, that was a little bit more adversarial.
A couple of those people, you're like, they should be
exactly.
journalists.
Yeah.
That's what we've been looking for from the mainstream media.
He needs to do more of that.
He won't.
All right, just to calm everybody's wumbly-tumbly this morning.
Is it a poll?
I talked to my sister yesterday in North Carolina, and everybody's just like, I thought everything was good, and then I heard a poll on wherever.
Less than 2 weeks. No, less than
everybody,
3 weeks.
Everybody is Walter the dog that I talk to now. I have to talk everybody, not just on this show. Just person by person, all my friends and family.
Well, I have to do that to you.
Okay. Amy Siskin says, now that we're done with the Republican pollsters, Walter, many of them first-timers flooding the zone to scare us, we can see that Harris has the momentum in the closing week. Let's go. Our friend David Schuster, journalist.
Oh, yeah.
Our old current TV friend.
That's right.
Yes. As is Governor Newsom, our old current TV. Hey, Gov, if you're around November 2nd, maybe just breeze by sexy liberal. You happen to be in the air area.
He's not going to.
Why would he be in Los Angeles?
We got to, you never know from them.
Which is, that's a pretty firm no.
It's a polite no, is what it is.
It was a very nice no.
It was very polite.
Put a pin in
Perhaps
it.
Perhaps we can book him on the show.
Okay. We have a lot of bait. I'm telling you, I think Governor Pritzker just wanted to meet Mark Hamill. I'm using Mark Hamill as bait. I don't know who's the bait. And then I got Martin Sheen, and I think Martin Sheen got, you know, Adam Schiff, because who doesn't want to be on with the president? And then Glenn Kirshner. It's just, you know, I would get that pay-per-view now. Can you run out of pay-per-view? I feel like we can. Like Halloween candy, I think we could run out of pay-per-views if you don't go right now.
It's not like
sexyliberal.com.
It's not like
you're going to miss the Kit Kats and you're going to end up with an apple
with
if you don't go now.
You're going to end up with butterscotch candy.
Yes.
Candy from my purse.
Go to sexyliberal.com.
From the Brock's Pick-A-Mix.
Anyway, David, just bring down the latest national polls, TIPP. We talked about this one yesterday. Harris 49-46. That's up 3. Ipsos, Harris up 3, 51-48. YouGov, Harris 51-48, plus 3. Pennsylvania, TIPP, Harris 49. Trump 45. She's up 4 there. Siena also up 4.
The national YouGov poll shows black voters supporting Harris 87% to 12%, the exact same as Biden in 2020. Speaking of the latest stories that make us poop ourselves, black people are going to die. Yeah, right, Walter. Yes, Caitlin Collins also calling out Brett Baer. And just this is what I'm talking about, how they set you up.
Yep.
Right? It's like a bear trap every time they invite a liberal on Fox News, right? They cover it with leaves like you won't see. But it's just the way they selectively play this clip. And they don't play the actual clip of him saying they only played his response, which, of course, he's going to lie. Yeah. So I guess his response is, I didn't do that. But.
I think it's good, though, because as president,
of course you do
have to go into adversarial spaces at times.
I feel like I'm more with Rude Pundit after last night.
Well, no.
She did well.
And right. And she
backed down.
She did very, very well in an adversarial
room. She did great. Fox News just annoys me.
I know it
does. They've annoyed
me
for years.
And Brett Baer did back down.
He did
because she's that good.
I think it's a win.
Let me explain what all my booking calls used to be like. Hi, Stephanie, it's Brett Baer, a booker for the Fox News show, Read the Barm. Would you like to come on? The topic is why liberals like to kick puppies in the head. What are you available? We'll send a car.
Oh, okay. A free car ride.
Okay.
I was just going that.
Yeah.
Can I take the car anywhere?
What's our favorite one ever? The Bill O'Reilly who had to be a newbie.
Yeah, that was a new booker.
Bill O'Reilly booker called me and I said, I would love to be on with Bill tonight. You need me. He's like, oh, great. Well, I'll call you back. And what happened, Chris? I'm
no
still
call?
Seasons
no, you're
have changed.
Still waiting
seasons
for that
have
phone
changed.
Call back.
Years have passed. Uh-huh. Oh, he doesn't even have a show anymore. Huh.
No.
Doesn't he have a podcast?
He has a podcast.
Anything to be a fly on the wall. Guess, Mr. O'Reilly, I booked Stephanie Miller for tonight.
That poor kid was fired on the spot.
Yeah, exactly.
You're fired.
I apologize to whatever Bill O'Reilly booker got fired that day. I guess I could have given him a heads up. I could have said, like, you don't want to do this. Just hang up the phone. Don't tell Bill you ever did this.
You know what I think happened? Those were the days that they only hired really ugly liberals to come on. And so they saw a photo of you.
That is terrible.
No, it's true.
Listen, ask the right wing. A lot of them think I'm a very ugly liberal.
Well,
no, Every time we do a sexy liberal.
They saw a photo of you, and they're like, oh, no, she won't do. She gives liberals a good name. I'm telling you, you're pretty.
Thank
you. I'm so unaccustomed
to saying anything nice. I don't. Well, thank you.
Who's very sweet?
Who's the pretty girl in the Fox window there?
Uh-huh.
Me.
They rejected you because you're too pretty.
No, stop it. That's not true.
It's if she had been blonde, it would have been a faster
You know why? Reaction. It's because at that time I had a photographic memory for the Bill O'Reilly sex tape conversation about the loofahs.
Oh, that's
And I used to recite it daily.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then there's that.
Yes, I was inappropriate. Okay, Caitlin Collins
Shocker.
Also called out, the Brett Baer interview and She called out the combative and interruption-filled interview and the decision to omit what Trump actually originally said about the enemies within. Oh my God, even reading the transcript made me irritated again. If he's as bad as you say, how come half the country's not supporting the person who could be the next president? And I loved her response. She said, this is an election for president of the United States. It's not supposed to be easy.
Exactly.
And then he kept trying to bait her into, you know, a deplorables line, like saying something. Oh, are they stupid? Are they all stupid? What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
He said, if they're so misguided, 50%. And he said, are they stupid? And she said, oh, God, I would never say that about the American people. Nice try, Brett.
Yep.
I'm telling you, he was trying to get a basket of deplorables moment for them to use in the Trump campaign.
He was.
Blah, blah, blah. So where's that? And she said, if you watch any of Trump's rallies, he's the one who tends to demean and belittle and diminish the American people. He's the one who talks about the enemy within. So he's ready for that. He goes, oh, well, we asked him about that. Here's his answer. And Trump's the usual, I know you are, but what am I?
Absolutely.
Right? They're saying I'm threatening. I'm not threatening anybody. They're the ones doing the threatening. Really? Because it's on tape. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we played Kamala's response at the top of the show here, and she said he has repeated it many times. You and I both know that. And then Caitlin Collins just said Fox only chose to air Trump's defense of the threats. not the actual threats that she was talking about.
Exactly.
Just saying. Fox segments designed to make the liberal look crazy. And you could tell he was also trying to bait her into the, ooh, angry black lady, you know. And
she did get a little hot under the collar, but not as hot as I would have.
Oh, God. I would have. There would have been basket punching.
There would have been rings off. Rings off, earrings off.
I would have slowly started taking my shoes and my earrings off. Uh-huh, Brett. Yeah. Meanwhile, just compare and contrast. Mm-hmm. This was the Trump town hall. Trump, you can get the prices down, Fox host. How? How would you do that? The inflation rate is already coming down. Trump, you make donuts. You have the stoves. You have the this. Everything's evolved. What?
What
the actual? What? Oh, my God. What? Is he trying to, like, do a redo on J.D. Vance's disastrous mm-hmm. donut moment?
Maybe. I don't.
What? Yep. We have donut. You make donut. What? Oh, my God, Grampy. Matlock's not real. I don't know. I don't.
Grandpa, Matlock's not real.
Neither are my teeth, but I can still eat corn on the cob if someone cuts it off and smushes it into a fine paste. Now that's good eating.
Okay. All right, we have a Thursday show. Carl Frisch, Dr. Redliner, and of course Dana Goldberg. Ouch. 20 minutes after the hour.
Are you winded?
Woof.
At least she's pretty.
Yeah. Right?
I feel like you're trying to distract me somehow.
Why have you rejected that compliment?
I think this is a trick. I know, but then it just means something bad's coming. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show.
Who beat you? Who beat you?
Who hurt you? Probably because my right-wing brother hung me when I was a kid. That's why I don't want to go on Fox News. Dug a grave for me in the basement. Okay, listen, I got to talk now. 21 minutes after the hour.
Things.
This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery, which I desperately need right now. Do you need that? Do you feel like you're going to need something to help you calm down the next, let's just say 2.5 weeks? I think so. CB Distillery. It's the source we trust, right, Tincture Guy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Got some under my tongue right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean's a gummy guy.
I'm a gummy girl.
Yeah, I know, right? It's, oh, my God, they're so fun. They're like sprinkles. It's so good for you. Okay. And I use the relief stick, which I will need. I told you I'm riding to the top of Mandible Canyon this weekend, right? 40 miles. Going to need my relief stick. It works. I'm telling you, like magic. Over 2 million customers, solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source we trust. 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for that 20% off. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements to one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Well, when it comes to protecting your home and family, it's always better to stop trouble before it even has a chance to start. That's why SimpliSafe is changing the game with their new Active Guard outdoor protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge AI plus real-time monitoring by SimpliSafe's live security agents to keep intruders out and prevent crime before it happens. If someone suspicious steps onto your property, SimpliSafe agents are on it immediately. They'll see and talk to the intruder, set off sirens and flash spotlights to scare them away, even call the police if needed to help. help you get help fast. Other systems only react after a break-in. SimpliSafe combines live monitoring and proactive protection both inside and outside your home. And right now you can save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system with a select professional monitoring plan. Visit SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie to grab your 50% off today. That is SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. SimpliSafe. One more time, SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. 50% off today. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hey, kids, let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for the mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
I'm actually afraid to do happy clappy polls because I'd rather go. We're 20 points behind. Run to the polls like your life depends on it. Don't stop to change your diaper. However, Marist just released their latest poll among likely voters. Okay. That's the only thing that matters at this
Those
point.
Those are good polls.
Yeah. Kamala Harris increased her lead nationally to 5%. Harris leads Trump 52-47, up from 50-48 earlier this month. I just vote. I think those are the numbers that I think are most heartening. I can't even remember the percentage turnout that's about, like, in some cases 200% what it was like last time, even in Georgia. So just keep going. Vote. Mary Trump said, if nothing else matters, the criminality, the cruelty, the misogyny, the racism, the viciousness, the freaking fascism, then surely this steep cognitive decline of a man who is running to be the leader of the free world should matter. I learned something fascinating about Dr. Redliner. His brother is a psychiatrist. So he'll share with you what he asked his brother, like, what are we seeing? Yeah. So we'll talk to him about that. But Mary said, Donald is decompensating in front of our eyes. There's not one person in his family or inner circle who cares enough about him to do anything about it.
No, they just need his money.
Yeah. I mean,
that's it.
Yeah.
They're horrible people.
Oh, by the way.
No, they don't.
By the way.
He doesn't love them, though. So.
So he tried to play Stormy Daniels' Hush Money again. You feel like this is like a Flintstones background on acid and he just keeps committing the same crimes, you are correct. Oh, my God. He tried to play Stormy Daniels off again before this election.
It's already out there. What?
The settlement he offered less if she shuts up again. I'm like, Oh, my God.
It's out there already, okay. though. There's a book. She published a book.
Need a sweaty church whore. Hi, Lucretia. Hi.
Hi, yes. Good morning. I heard, like, the snippets this morning on MSNBC in my car, and I kind of wonder, like, was Brett Baer, was he, like paid under the table or blackmailed to do the yam boobs talking points? I mean, come on. And then on a lighter note, at least one person from Fox actually supports Kamala and said it, Geraldo Rivera. Yeah. He's putting his support behind her. So down with Baer, up with Riviera.
I mean, yeah, what's in Geraldo's vault? A vote for Kamala Harris.
There you go.
Carl Frisch next.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation. And today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets. They're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
was offended by him calling himself the father of IVF and then saying like Senator Katie Britt is young and fantastically attractive, as if that's relevant at all to her concerns about her friends who have used fertility treatments in order to become pregnant. I was offended by the fact that he was asked by a voter, why is the government involved in women's basic rights? And he answered with saying, I think it's great. For 52 years, all the legal scholars, the best legal scholars, Democrats, Republicans, both of them, have wanted to get rid of it. No. And that's what I've done here. That is not at all how the legal scholars feel or how the American populace feels.
That is Jessica Tarloff, Chris Lavoie and I's new best friend from the DNC, who is also fantastically attractive and fantastically smart and fantastically nice.
She's one of those attractive Fox liberals.
Yeah, they allow those now.
Yeah, That was,
she's back beautiful.
When they, back when they had you on, they had really ugly people with cross eyes.
That's terrible.
Well, it's true.
Someone said that once about, I don't want to say. It was a mean right-winger said about a Fox liberal that it looked like he had an accident and they put him back together wrong.
Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
That is terrible.
I can't remember his name,
though. That is terrible. Anyway, Jessica Tarloff is fantastic, and I'm glad they allow her on Fox News because she just skewers them. Yeah, Trump, the father of IVF. Oh, my God, please.
I just he made up the word caravan.
First of all, he didn't even know what it was.
Right.
By the way, Katie Britt is fantastically crazy. I know that much.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County School Board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Hiya, Carl Frisch. Hi.
Good morning. You don't mind if I just dance for 30 minutes or so?
Yes. Chris, play Ave Maria.
Okay, right.
I've always wanted to watch Carl Frisch sway for 40 minutes.
I am so disappointed in you. You know, the liberal media, here we go again, talking about how Trump said he was the father of IVF. That's not what he said. He said he was the father of IBS, which is an entirely different thing.
Oh, okay.
Carl made a poo-poo joke. Yay. Okay. So, Carl, where do you come down on? I know Rude Pundit was like, why go on Fox News? And, obviously Chris and Jody, everybody. I mean, she did great. I don't think I knew she would do great. But, oh, my God. It's just what we thought it would be. He's playing for an audience of one, Trump, doing Trump talking points, interrupting her constantly, right?
Yeah, I don't think that they walked into it thinking that would not happen. I think it serves two purposes. One, we have to remember that a lot of people who watch cable news are not glued to it all day long, right? They're passing it by in the airport, they're at a bar, whatever, right? They're catching 10 minutes of it. Not to mention also the clips that will get picked up by other networks. So there's that. The other thing I would say is that why does Pete Buttigieg go on Fox News, right? He goes on because it excites Democrats to see people fighting back on Fox News.
But I mean,
and
I guess
it turns out it's important.
I guess my point is I feel like the bulk of Fox News viewers, they just want to see people be mean to liberals. I mean, that's the whole point of inviting. They just wanted to see him be a bag of D's. To the black lady.
Their core demographic, yes, the people that turn it on in the morning and don't turn it off all day.
Right.
Absolutely. But there are a lot of people who encounter cable news in other ways. And, I think it's good to show, she's very much pushing back on this narrative that she's not accessible. Meanwhile, Trump keeps canceling appearances.
Right.
My understanding is that he's not going on NBC because they wouldn't give him the full 30 minutes to sway to Jeff Buckley.
You're a scamp, Charles.
Charles?
What? Wait, I'm sorry. I'm tired. Carl, here's Rick Stengel tweeted, polls can predict a lot of things, but one thing they cannot predict is turnout. #vote. I mean, this is what you always tell us that at this point. I mean, sure, I just did a bunch of them to placate us that, she's up in most all of the national polls that are out now. But again, that really doesn't matter at this point, does it? I think the numbers that probably are exciting to you as a former campaign strategist is turnout numbers, the number of, breaking records in early voting in Georgia and elsewhere, right?
I think that's very good news. And, the thing I would say to everybody is if you're waiting to vote until Election Day, you're doing it wrong.
Thank you, Chris LaVoie.
I
on, you know, what are you going to do if you get struck by a car a week before the election and can't get out of the hospital for election day?
And also, so, it frees up resources for, you know, to get out the vote for other.
Also makes it easier to get people through the line when they're showing up on election day that couldn't vote early. I mean, there's just any number of reasons that voting early is important, and you can check to make sure that your ballot has been received and will be processed, so you don't have to worry about.
You have time to cure it if something. Yeah, that's right. I voted the same day I got my ballot, Carl. Hang on.
I like the lady to hand me my sticker.
You are a bad American. Anyway, Carl.
Go vote early in person. They'll give you a sticker.
Yes. Do it.
They'll give you two. But I mean, so that's the first thing. The first thing is that. The second thing I would say is that, look, the polls have been off about Democratic enthusiasm ever since Dobbs. So it's something worth keeping in mind that on average, I think about 2% off every special election that we've had since the Dobbs decision. And we also saw what happened in 2022 when everybody thought there was going to be a red wave. So polls are an interesting thing to watch. But the more you're watching a poll, the less you're out knocking doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and also, is J.D. Vance on his 20th non-answer to Roe v. Wade? And, you know, but here's the thing. Let's take one state, his state, Ohio. Ohio women 50 and older are headed to the polls. Having lived through the days before Roe v. Wade was legalized, it has, in fact, galvanized older women voters in the weeks leading up to the November election. U.S. Senate candidate there, Bernie Moreno, that douche.
Yep.
His comments about abortion rights in the interests of suburban women have been used in ads against him. What is with the bashing of menopausal women, postmenopausal women, Carl? Because first of all, I got news for you. We vote.
Yeah.
Older women vote. And it's just between J.D. Vance saying the only purpose is to take care of grandkids and Bernie Moreno saying, oh, what do you care? You can't have kids anymore anyway. Like, they just don't get that, like, a lot of women live in a society and have daughters and granddaughters and sisters, right?
What's weird to me is that it seems like just years ago we were talking about appealing to soccer moms and soccer dads and how to splice up the electorate to appeal to different demographics. Now we're seeing Republicans chop women into categories and then systematically assault each category as they
childless grow. Women, menopausal women. I mean, it's just it's insane. Sherrod Brown, last I saw there, is up narrowly over Moreno, but he is a fantastic senator. Please turn out for Sherrod Brown in Ohio. Here's another one. Arizona's 15-week abortion ban is projected to cost the state billions every year, with women forced out of the labor market as a result of inadequate reproductive health care. They think the economic hit to Arizona could be high as $3.4 billion annually.
I mean, and that doesn't even take into consideration the cost of the health care system with, you know, all the complications that come along with forcing women to carry, you know, non-viable fetuses. So there's lots of issues at play here. What about families that will move out of a state because it's not, doesn't trust families to make decisions for themselves? So I think that there's a lot that people will be surprised by when we look at exit polls on election, you know, after the election.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. It's going to be close. It's going to be close. And so every day people need to be doing something to move the ball forward. The only reason that we're even at the place that we are in this election with Kamala Harris leading and raising $1 billion and all these other things is because we've not let off the gas.
Yeah.
That needs to be the mantra for the next 3 weeks.
It occurs to me this whole, like you were saying, trying to separate people. I don't even know how you phrase that, but just the whole we live in a society. We always say, you know, yes, we're all childless dog and cat ladies and men here. But, you know, we pay taxes for your kids to go to school because we live in a society.
Right.
Postmenopausal women care about other women's abortion rights, even though it's, you know, thank God a lot of people care, Carl, about you and I. We have the right to marry who we want, even though they're not gay. I mean, isn't that the whole point of a society? And I think Kamala Harris says it best about lifting people up instead of beating them down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it speaks to the empathy gap between the political sides, right? Some people can't fathom why somebody who doesn't have kids or isn't married or whatever would care right. about other people. Right. And that's just so foreign to, you know, a lot of people on the left. This notion that you wouldn't care about people because you don't have a shared experience is just nuts.
Yeah. Speaking of the women vote, our friend Jess Piper, who is so fantastic, Kansas City sexy liberal, she tweeted, white women, your vote is private. I don't care what kind of sign your husband has put out in your yard or what your pastor preaches on Sunday. You can vote your conscience. You can vote your children and grandchildren. No one will know. I think she was responding to some maggot guy going, you know, well, ladies, women, you better do the right thing and, you know, vote for Trump or whatever. I mean, it does show finally white women are trending toward Harris for the first time, which that's, yeah, I'm taking credit for that.
It's been an interesting thing to watch. I think Trump won white women by 6 or 7 points in 2016. And then he may have won it by a point in 2020. And now I think they're showing Harris ahead by 7 among white women, much larger over all women. But,
yeah.
So it's an interesting shift. And I think that'll play well for the suburban vote, which is why when you start looking at the turnout that we're seeing in Georgia, for example, in suburban Atlanta, you know, it's very encouraging.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's just to end on a get out the vote note that Carl always likes to end on. Sunday Divine tweeted, it is too bad that 60,000 undecided voters across 7 states hold our happiness the rest of our lives in their hands. I mean, again, we can have the discussion over and over about the Electoral College, but it's like you always say, how we just cannot take our foot off the pedal until Election Day, right? Because that's...
Right. Well, and if people are looking for ways that they can help with those 60,000 votes, go look for the congressional candidates who are in the states that are swing states. You know, everybody that's pushing to get voters out needs help.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. And what happens if you still have energy the day after the election, Carl?
Then you didn't work hard enough.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you voted too late, like Chris Lavoie. All right. Thank
you. Am I really a bad person for
yes!
voting on election
vote
day?
Vote now. Okay.
I don't think you're bad. I think it's good that you're voting. I think that you should vote early.
Yes. I'll do that the rest of the morning. You go vote right now. I'll do the buttons.
Oh, yeah, that'll work out well.
How hard can it be?
Don't do that.
It's like building cars. A child can do it, right? Donald Trump said.
He did say that.
Yeah. Okay. No, I think he said a child should do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he meant.
This is me doing an impression of Chris running the board.
That's not it.
Yeah, that's okay. Exactly what
just
I do.
This with his hands. Okay. It's like a Donald Trump dance.
Yeah.
The windshield wiper. Okay. All right, love you.
The handy J.
Yeah. Love you.
Thanks, Carl.
All right. Wow. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my olive color cozy earth pajamas.
Did they come?
I've been wearing them.
Oh.
I brought them to Kansas City. They're short sleeve with long pants.
Because it was warm in Kansas City.
I think that's my favorite. I have long sleeve ones with the long pants for winter, but I think that's my favorite. It's like the short sleeve top with the long pants.
Aww.
Stretch knit eleganza, so soft. It is, and the sheets, if you are in the bamboo sheet set, in your cozier pajamas, you deserve this amount of softness and comfort in your life, this kind of luxury.
What is it? It's a...
Sanctuary! They drape beautifully. They sleep cooler than cotton, keeping you just the right temperature all night long. It's like wrapping yourself in luxury. I even have the duvet cover.
Wow.
Oh, my God, because you can't have the sheets, and then the duvet cover is all pilly and scratchy.
Gross.
That was my first morning show, pilly and scratchy.
In the morning?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Cozier. How'd you guys do in the ratings?
Not very well.
Okay.
Cozier.com/Stephanie. The code is Stephanie for 40% off. Cozier.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Welcome to the party barn. May we take your order? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church. church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping. You still hurt. You're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, cbdistillery.com.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign. Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo.
Yes, hello, OG Sexy Liberal Company. Hello. It's the nation's only progressive phone company. What are you doing? How you living, boo? What's happening? Sometimes you got to, right? You got to work with companies. You're a little sketch. You're like,
yeah.
You don't have to. This is the progressive phone company. They share your values. They donate to tons of progressive nonprofits. And you get to vote on which ones, like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, Transgender Law Center. It's Spirit Day, you know. Join Credo Mobile and you'll get all you want. Spirit fingers, everyone. Thank you. Join Credo Mobile. You get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network.
We're not on TV, but...
Competitive plans, good deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and you get much more. An easy, effective way to make change in the world. Bring your current number. Bring your current phone. Let's go. And Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. Learn more at credomobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516. Yes, happy Spirit Day, everybody. Spirit fingers, jazz hands. And Karen from Chicago. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hiya.
So a couple things. So Steph, I know it's like I just feel like so full of anxiety, and I don't think it's going to stop until we know the results of the election.
Yeah.
But I am very hopeful, and I do think, you know, the benefit of her going into the lion's den like that is that she can show that she's able to handle herself, than just handle herself.
Yeah.
She slayed. Yeah. And it's very much like she would do with Vladimir Putin. She is not a pushover. She is not to be.
I just don't know how many, know how many persuadable voters, like I was saying, I think the bulk of them are watching to see, you know, someone be mean to the black lady that, you know, that Trump hates.
Sure. Well, see, and this is the thing. And so, point of order, young lady. Yes, it's like you watch and you're like, you don't want her to get the ick on her, much like I felt when you ran into that Nazi at the airport. I don't want to see you get
Dennis
any
Prager
ick
is
on
not
you.
A Nazi.
So that's Yes, he is. But let me. Yes, he is. Just go watch some of those videos. It's very,
what's I supposed
scary.
To do? Kick him in the balls and run? I used to work with him. I said hello.
Yes, kick him in the balls. Punch him in the ass.
We do not promote violence here on the liberal side, Karen.
I know. I'm just teasing.
No Nazi punching.
But wait, let me. But no, okay. Not yet. But okay, but here's the thing. This is very exciting. I was moving all of my Harris Wall signs and like my sign where Kamala stepping on the MAGA hat over so I could put my Halloween decorations. And this woman walks by. She goes, excuse me, can you tell me when early voting starts?
Oh, nice.
And I said, well, yes, I can. And so she's going to go early vote. She said, well, I'm going to take
well,
the bus.
Well, good. At least someone is.
Over here. And you know what I said? I said, I go, listen, I go, you give me your information and I will come and pick you up and drive you over there.
Oh, you are a polite, but you're a polite voting chipmunk, and that's what we need to be. Help, be a polite gopher or chipmunk. We can't remember.
After you. Oh, no. You first.
Yes.
Thank you.
And drive someone to the polls.
After you called her pretty.
Okay, Noah Passler, our buddy, our pal, said, it hurts to admit you have been brainwashed by a really stupid person, but voting for him a third time will not ease the pain. It will make it worse. Vote blue. We keep talking about how big a factor that is, just people that don't want to admit they were wrong, that don't
it's
like...
Hard.
Listen, ask Chris. I've been fleeced. It doesn't feel good. You feel like a moron, right? When you get fleeced by a grifter. There's someone we worked with. It feels terrible. Yep. It, you know, thought was a friend. You don't trust your own judgment. Right. You feel like an idiot. I get it. I get out. I mean, we've all been fleeced in business and love and something, right? I get it. We have to be a polite chipmunk and welcome them back
after
into
you.
The circle of life.
You first. Thank you.
Oh, I sent you a quote. Oh. You didn't send it to me yet. It's
Which one?
It's Martin Luther King. Don't tell.
I didn't get
something,
it.
I sent it earlier this morning. Hate doesn't drive out hate. Darkness doesn't drive out darkness. Only love.
No.
Who said that, Chris?
I didn't get it.
Martin Luther King.
Oh,
all right,
all
so
right.
Listen. Love.
It's in your scent folder.
Okay. It's in your outbox.
It's in your drafts folder.
Randy Bayham Singer, I love this. She said, 4 years ago, I voted for a lifelong public servant who saved our democracy, then the vile fascist he defeated, who's compromised our justice system for generations, thrust his tiny rotting hand out of his grave like Kerry. Today, I voted for the first female POTUS. We must end Trumpism. Thank you, Randy. It is like that. It is the Kerry hand. I'm telling you. You're just like, no! God, I thought we told you no! We have to tell him no again. Oh my God! What have I said? Ann Archer's going to have to end this in the bathtub. This is every horror movie ever made. It's the Carrie's hand out of the grave. It is Glenn Close in the bathtub. Oh, it's a horror movie that never ends.
It's Michael Myers getting up after being stabbed in the
back. Yes, yes. The monster got back up. For God's sake.
The kid from Friday the 13th.
Right.
Ladies, get in your negligee and your high heels. Go out in the swamp with an axe.
Adrian Barbeau can take care of this.
Ladies, finish him. 58 minutes after the hour.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
everybody, join us next time. We'll break down Vice President Harris's interview with Fox News and a what's worse. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.